Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Never say I'm done. Never say, well, I'm getting old, my memory's failing. I'm just getting where I can't remember anything anymore. That's more dangerous than cussing, I'm telling you. Do not let such words come out of your mouth. You're not supposed to get duller mentally as you get older. You're supposed to get sharper. It's your body that's changing. The inner man never ages. You are not getting older inside. That's only your body. So where'd you get that? The B-I-B-L-E. Remember that? What did he say? 2 Corinthians 4? The outward man is perishing, decaying. But the inward man is also getting older? No. Being renewed day by day. You're supposed to be sharper mentally the older you get. I wish everybody believes that. Somebody said, well, my brain's getting older. Your mind isn't your brain. Your brain is the physical organ. Your mind functions through. Your mind is a part of your eternal being. Yes. And there is no limit to what you can learn.
Thank you, Lord.
Right. No limit. Yes, Lord. We're going to be learning throughout eternity. God's going to tell us how he made this planet. He's going to show us stars and systems and tell us how he did it, what he's doing. And we're going to understand. We're going to learn. We're going to grow. Say it out loud again.
I can
do all things,
do all things
through the anointed one,
through the anointed one
who strengthens me.
I can
learn
anything
and everything
I need to learn.
I can understand the word.
I can understand
any subject I need to. Amen. Somebody needed that today. Do not let it get away from you. Make sure you teach this to your children. I mean, they're in school every day. They do not need to go in there. And if anybody ever tells them you're dumb, you're not as smart, you're slow. But you're special. No, never accept that they are slow.
Amen.
If they're having some challenges, do what you need to help them in that area. But never let it come out of your mouth that they are slow.
Right.
They are quick.
They
are sharp.
They are bright.
They get it. They're of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And I'm telling you, faith will make you quicker. It'll make you quicker. Hallelujah. You know, I remember Brother Hagin, my father in the faith, talking about this. He said he went to school before he got saved. He was failing, making D's and F's. He got saved, got healed, and got saved on the bed of sickness. And began to confess over himself. Every day walking to school, he read in Daniel where God made Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego wiser in school than the other kids. And he began to confess that over himself. This was his own words. He said he thinks God increased his mentality and ability to think 80%.
Glory to God.
And he started making A's. All A's.
Glory to God.
And of course, you know, if you ever heard him preach, you wouldn't have thought of him as anybody dull mentally. Man could quote 2/3 of the New Testament verbatim. But see, he wasn't like that as a teenager. He wasn't like that till he got saved.
Amen.
Till the life of God began to quicken his intellect and illumine him. We're having that happen in this church. We're having miracles in this church in children and adults' minds. Their minds and their brains. But it is so important that we talk right. And that we believe right. And we speak over them words of faith. And call for that to come out of them. And not make provision and excuses for them to stay at a low level their whole life. It is never God's will for someone to be impaired and crippled mentally. Never is that the plan of God. He doesn't get glory out of that. He gets glory out of people being bright, sharp, and serving Him. Say, everybody said out loud, my children and their children will be bright, sharp, quick in the Lord. That's all we say. That's all we'll ever say. In Jesus' name. Amen. Mark 11:24. What did it say? What things soever you desire, when you pray, do what?
Believe
what? There's a lot of different things you can believe. What's the title of our series? Faith to receive. Faith for receiving. Here he says, believe that you receive them. And then what happens? And you shall have them. Well, now there's a lot of people want to have them. They want to have what they desire. And that's the biggest thing they focus on. You know, a whole lot of people. It's just part of the flesh nature. They just spend night and day thinking about what they want. I want this. I want a car. I want a house. I want this diamond. I want this to be able to do this. I want this. I want this. Well, you know, you shouldn't go too long thinking about what you want. I mean, if you want to get close to it, you should begin to think about how to get it. Amen. Not just what you want, but how to get it.
Yes.
I mean, you can lay around and pine and think, I want it. I want it. I want one. I really want one. I want it bad. It doesn't make any difference how much you want it. You won't get it just by wanting it. How are we going to get it? Well, here he says, what things soever you desire, so you're wanting something. And in the last part says, you shall have them. So we ought to be excited about this. Whatever you desire, last phrase says, you'll have them. Somebody say, whoopee. Whatever you desire, you'll have them. But there's something in between. What's the part? How do you get from whatever you desire to you shall have them? Jesus said, what things soever you desire, whatever you desire, believe when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. You'll have them once you believe you receive them. Let me read another translation of this. Sounds similar, but brings it out. The NIV says, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. The New Living says, if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours. Now this word receive, we said last week, it is, you find it many times in the Word of God. And I mean scores and scores of times, it's translated take. Take. Say exactly the same word. You wouldn't be doing any injustice to the text if you read it that way. What things serve you desire when you pray, believe that you take them and you shall have them. That's what the word means. Take. So say it out loud like that. Believe that you take them and you shall have them. For hundreds of years, this has not been preached in many churches and circles. People have been taught that it's all up to God. Common phrases. God's in control. Leave it up to Him. Just, and when you're talking about faith, people think faith equals just trust Him Okay, but what? To do whatever we need to do. If it doesn't happen, then that means he knew we didn't need it, even though we thought we needed it. Everybody else thought we needed it too, but apparently we didn't need it, because it is up to him. And people pray that way by adding the phrase, if it be thy will, to everything. And the implication and the belief is it's all up to him. But Jesus didn't say when you desire something, believe it's all up to him. Couldn't he just as he have easily said, when you believe, whatever you're praying for, just leave it up to him. Trust him to do the right thing. Because you don't always know what you need. All these things that are so popular in Christian circles, why didn't Jesus say them? It's kind of like this one fellow's telling me. He came one day and he said, you said such and such, and I just don't agree with that. I don't believe. I said, no, I didn't say that. He said, yes, you did. I said, I don't think so. He said, I know you did. You said it. I said, I don't think so. I said, they recorded it. Yeah, get the tape. Find it. He said, I'll do it, and I'll be back tomorrow. I said, okay. So he come the next day. I said, did you get the tape? He said, yeah. I said, what did I say? Did I say that? He said, well, not exactly. He said, but that's what you meant. Well, that's foolish. No, I said what I meant to say. And I think a lot of people are that way with God. They're with the Bible. I mean, they read it and it said this, but said, yeah, but that, that's what he said. But he meant to say that if it's God's will, and just leave it up to him, because it's all up to him. If he'd have wanted to say that, he would have said that. He could have very easily said, what things serve you desire? Leave it in God's hands. Trust him to do the right thing. Just leave it with him. It's all up to him. Couldn't he? He didn't say that. What did he say? He told us we needed to do something. We need to believe that we take it. We need to believe that we receive it. And this is an area that millions in the church are falling terribly short of. They're not laying hold. Not receiving, not taking what God has already provided.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Receiving the Word, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303B. That's R1303B, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Thanks be to God.